The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. Welcome to The Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal, and once again, we have golden performances of small works or movements from the piano literature, performed by distinguished pianists from all round the globe. It is not well known that Leonardo da Vinci was a musician as well. Oh, yes, he was. And he said this: "Do you know that our soul is composed of harmony?" "Ah, yes, mighty Leonardo, but at times my soul seems like dissonances." Let's begin with the Schubert song Litany in Liszt's transcription and played by the extraordinary pianist by the name of Arkady Volodos. Thank you. The song Litany played very well. Beautiful production of sound by Arkady Valados. And it was a Schubert song in one of the 55 transcriptions by Franz Liszt. Well, here's a fact that will thrill you to the bone. You know that in medieval times, men would hang around English courts of law, hoping to be hired as false witnesses. They identified themselves with a straw in their shoe and were called men of straw or straw men. Claudio Arrau, great Chilean virtuoso, made his Liszt Concerto No. 1 with Ormandy in, I would say, 1954. It's a fabulous presentation, and I'd like you to hear Section 3 of the first movement of the E-flat Concerto by the great Liszt. In 1853, Liszt put on a week of Berlioz performances in Weimar, with the exception that he himself, soloist, premiered the first piano concerto, Berlioz conducting. Imagine Liszt, the piano, Berlioz, the podium. I would have liked to have been there, believe me. Here is Claudio Arrau with the Philadelphia Group, conducted by Eugene Ormandy.
Thank you.
Rao and Ormandy in their collaboration of Section 3 of Liszt's One Movement Piano Concerto in E-flat. Let's have a comparative performance. You know, these are so interesting to hear. Let's hear Section 3 of Liszt's Concerto No. 1, this time with Sviatoslav Richter. It's a good performance, really blistering. The soloist, Richter, conducted by Kondrashin. Richter and Kirill Kondrashin at the helm of the London Symphony in the third section of Liszt's first piano concerto. Both Rao and Richter were superb. I think Rao has that Liszt-ian flavor. And I should note that Rao studied in Berlin from age 7 to 16 with one of Liszt's wonderful later students by the name of Martin Krause. And Krause also taught Edwin Fischer. I do know that when Krause died, Arau was but 16, and he could never dream of having another teacher. I discussed this once with Maestro Arau in my interview with him in my book, Reflections from the Keyboard. And it's a collection of interviews with pianists. I think you can still get it. But Arau was talking about this amazing man who watched him so carefully growing up as a pianist. Here's one to ponder. Eugene Ionesco wrote in The Hermit, "It's our own mediocrity that makes us let go of love, makes us renounce it. True love doesn't know the meaning of renunciation, is not even aware of that problem. True love never resigns itself. Resignation is for beaten people, as beaten paths are for beaten people." Now that's quite a passage by Ionesco. Shura Cherkassky was one of the great romantic pianists. I even call him the last romantic. He dies after Horowitz, and what a sound, what a technique, and how he made music that was not always of the first rank sound fabulous. Whatever he touched, though, he brought a new and individual light. Here is Debussy's most popular, by far not his finest work for piano, but it's quite wonderful. It remains so. And you bet you, it's The Moonlight, Clair de Lune. Tchaikovsky looking at the divine moon in Debussy's ever-popular Clair de Lune. Okay, get ready. Did you know the first film that a kiss occurred was between John C. Rice, whoever he is, and Mary Irwin, whoever she is, in a short 1896 movie? Guess what the movie's title was? Yes, sir. The title, The Kiss. The greatest pianist to have emerged from the Philippines is Cecile Lacaud. And what an artist she is. Her new American Sonata album has been on our show, and she has completed a 2-CD set recently called American Nocturnes. She's a proud American citizen, and she has decided to play neglected works of American composers as part of her life. This is what I call a true service to America and American culture. Her recording of piano music of Louis Moreau Gottschalk, America's 19th century sensational virtuoso, is the best Gottschalk anthology imaginable. On the show, I have her in two Gottschalk selections. First up is the exhausting Grand Etude called Tremolo. And at the end of the program for July 4th and all that that means, stay with us because you will hear Cecile Lacaud in the piece called Union. Here she is, Gottschalk's Tremolo. Thank you. Cecile Lacade, in my opinion, a pianistic force of the front rank in Gottschalk's Tremolo Concert Etude. This is David Dubal, and I'm glad you are listening with me to all this golden pianism. From the Book of Useless Information, I will tell you that until 2002, this is important stuff, cheddar cheese was the second most popular cheese in the United States, number one being the processed American cheese. What would a French cheese lover say to that? But the overwhelming American passion for pizza made cheddar number three, because pizza needs mozzarella. Marian Capura is a pianist of real dedication, a man of fineness. His first love is Chopin. And he loves lecturing about the great Pole, and he plays him. On this show, I have Marian Capura in the G minor mazurka, opus 24, number 1, and the waltz in F minor, opus 70, number 2, rarely played and yet very seductive. Here is Mr. Capura. Thank you. The Opus 70, number 2 of Chopin, was rendered by Mr. Kapura. Marian is his first name. We should all know him. And the G minor Mazurka, Opus 24, number 1. I hope you are enjoying each fragrant moment of our pianists. This is David Dubal. Stay with us each week. And by the way, if you miss a show, believe me, I will know it. As Mick Jagger says, we all need someone we can bleed on. The Sonata No. 6 by the great Sergei Prokofiev is one of the most performed of 20th century piano sonatas. Prokofiev himself gave the first performance in Moscow in 1939. I have for you the admirable playing of Ivo Pogorelish. And here we go, the Prokofiev fourth movement of the 6th Sonata. Thank you. And it was Ivo Pogarelis in the fourth movement of Prokofiev's sixth sonata, played with the proper stuffing. Bach's two-part inventions are in the diet of every aspiring pianist, and no matter how long you live, they always sound wonderful. Well, I've neglected them recently. I haven't had them on since I had Glenn Gould. But no, not Glenn Gould today. I have for you a pianist named Chris Becker. And from the 15 two-part inventions, or as they call them, two-voiced inventions, here is Chris Becker playing numbers 1, 13, 1 is in C major, 13 is in A minor, and number 8, this little toccata, 1 minute in F major.
Thank you.
You just heard Chris Becker in Three Inventions, the two-part ones, by Bach. We've just had July 4th, but I couldn't coordinate it properly, and Gottschalk, 1829-1869, composed his very grand paraphrase on Hail Columbia, the Star-Spangled Banner, and Yankee Doodle. And it was during the Civil War that he composed it. In fact, he performed it in concert in Washington with Lincoln. Yep, he was in the first row. It's a marvelous work of its kind. Cecile Lacaud is here to play this extravaganza for us in a stupendous performance, I believe. It's full of color, technical prowess, and note how sad the Star-Spangled Banner is. It was not yet, by the way, the United States national anthem. Here is Cecile Lacaud in Gottschalk's Union.
Thank you.
for the 4th of July and all that it means, we heard Cecile Lacaud play. And did she play it? Union by Gottschalk. I so hope you enjoyed today's The Piano Matters. Don't miss the program next week, and it will be full of the best known and the unknown of the literature of the piano. John Adams, our second president, who along with Jefferson died on Independence Day, 1826, he wrote this very important statement. I must study politics and war that my sons may have the liberty to study mathematics and philosophy in order to give their children a right to study painting, poetry, and music. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.